Hi everybody, this is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. 4 months ago, I picked up this book. This is the, basically it says the Harvard Classics Collector's Edition Emerson. I bought this decades ago because it was part of a series where you got these fancy books. I'll be honest with you, so they'd look good on your bookshelf, you know. Nice covers, gold leaf pages. They're beautiful, right? And 4 months ago, I picked up and read the essay Self-Reliance by Ralph Waldo Emerson, which many of us read in high school. I know I did. And I didn't remember it. You know, it's amazing when things are compulsory, they often don't become lasting in our lives. When they're optional, then they do. And in this particular case, I read it, and I literally, for the last 4 months, have read this over and 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 over again. 10 minutes a day, I read it every single day. Because the self-reliant person is the person who is not a burden on other people. The self-reliant person is the person who makes decisions and leads people because he or she is fully aware of his or her capacities and where they are going, he or she. So, anyway, get ready. We are in for a mini-part series, which I love doing series. I've done a series on If by Rudyard Kipling. I've done other series, which you can look back. I've done 400-plus of these jumpstarts. So go back and explore them. There's some good stuff there. But we're going to be talking about this for quite a while. So dig in. You're going to love it. I'm going to begin with, this is actually Emerson, which is funny. Later on, Emerson says, don't quote other people, say your own words, speak what you're about. By the way, Ralph Waldo Emerson. Ralph Waldo Emerson was a famous minister and essayist. He lived from 1803 to 1882. He died at the age of 79. He wrote this in 1841, which would have made him 38 years old. This is the thing that most people think about when they think of Emerson. These are the complete works, but I mean, the essay is only that many pages, okay? So, and by the way, it's cute and interesting because when I was a kid, I used to get in trouble for writing in books, right? You know, don't write in a book. That says like you should never write in a book. I actually had somebody message me recently on Facebook saying, you should never write in a book. Check this out. Nah. You should chew books up. You should absolutely just use them up because they are there for your greater self-awareness. So, let me get started. I've been so excited about sharing this with you. Now, this is actually the epilogue to Beaumont and Fletcher's Honest Man's Fortune. So in other words, Emerson is quoting someone else. And as I said earlier, he later says, never quote anybody. And I love the fact that he does it. So he begins by being very human, very real, and very dichotomous by quoting someone. 38-year-old man wrote this, Emerson. So this is the epilogue that he is quoting. Man is his own star, and the soul that can render an honest and perfect man commands all light, all influence, all fate. Nothing to him falls early or too late. Our acts, our angels are, or good or ill, are fatal shadows that walk by us still. Now, I have to be honest, just this opening, I could do six parts on. What I want to focus on is, and by the way, Emerson, was a brilliant, beautiful, enlightened man who lived in a very unenlightened time, and he was not as respectful to women as we should be, and nor did he understand that women are equal to us. So he uses man. And this is not actually, this is him quoting somebody else, but the word man is used. So when we hear man, I always try and think in my mind, human. But when I read this, I want to be very true to the words of what Emerson wrote, or to this particular person, which is by Beaumont and Fletcher's Honest Man's Fortune, the epilogue. So, what strikes me in this particular passage, and you can go back and listen to the whole thing I just read, however, and that is that nothing to him falls too early or too late. Do you struggle with that? I do. I struggle with the idea that I'm running late, that I haven't done enough, that I need to be further along, or that I'm too early. And the truth of it is, ultimately, I remember this woman who was in her 80s when I was a minister back in a church, and she and I would talk, and she told me that she was the one that gave me the idea that everything makes sense in the rear view mirror. When you're looking back, everything makes sense. So, consider that, rather than criticizing where you are, what you've done, etc., nothing falls too early or too late, therefore, it's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late. It's never too late to heal the relationship with your child, your spouse, your friend, your lover, your dog, whatever. Whether they be alive or dead, it is never too late. You just need to make the attempt. You need to make the effort. And you can make it happen. It is never too late. So, feel good about the fact that it is never too late, and embrace the opportunities that step in front of you today, because they're going to. Be more self-reliant. It's never too early. It's never too late. Leave your questions and comments, and I'll respond. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.